You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have the new moon at 18 degrees of Taurus, happening on May 7th at 8:21 p.m. Pacific, which is 11:21 p.m. Eastern. Check your local time to see when this lunar event is occurring for you. Welcome to a fresh lunar event in the sign of the bull. We have big Taurus energy as we're going into this new moon. We have five planets in Taurus actually right now, making this an ultra Taurian event. On top of that, Venus is in its home sign of Taurus, so you couldn't get a better new moon in this energy. And for the most part, the alignments that are going on during this lunar event is tamer compared to some of the other lunations I looked at over the last couple of months. We've got some things, but this one is particularly more pleasant. And even the vibes on the graph are reflecting that. Although we've got some solitude energy on the 7th, it's minimal. It's intersecting family and friends, mental energy, and a lot of good luck energy that's popping up during this lunar event. So I couldn't think of a better time to be in our heads and be somewhat introspective about what we want to do, especially in terms of creating some sort of game plan for ourselves that's going to lead to something fortunate down the line. And new moons are definitely about that. Sure, we've got that family and friends energy there, so it does make it hard to have a little bit of time to ourselves, but at least it's through something harmonious and not big discord with these family and friends vibes that are coming up over the next couple of days. But here we are in this fresh Taurian energy, and new moons happen to be about starting something fresh in that sign. So that way, by the time we get to the full moon and that exact zodiac placement, we can look at how much we've grown, what's working for us, what needs to be tweaked, and some of the situations within that sign's energy that we need to let go of. So what would you like to start in Taurus energy? What type of seeds would you like to plant? What type of positive Taurian themes would you like to incorporate into your life? Where do you see yourself in this energy by the time we get to the full moon in Taurus, which is happening around November 15th of 2024? With these lunar events, I like to look at some reflective questions that may be helpful in terms of what you'd like to start within your Taurian journey. Taurian energy is about living a softer life. So is this a phase in your life where you'd like to travel a more easier path than you've been on? A lot of people have had long, hard roads, a lot of hardship, and not always due to financial reasons, although it could be financial reasons, of course, and because we are dealing with Taurus, this can have to do with finances, but more so just being comfortable, being at peace. Having a life that's not so hectic, where you don't get caught up in grind culture, but still doing things in an effective way that's less harsh on your system. So this could be a time where you're starting to understand that you need to care for your own needs and you need to ensure comfort for yourself so you're not always keyed up by stress and other things that really bother you. Obviously, there's no getting away from stress 100%, but if we can do things to minimize that, this might be a time for you to work on that. Sometimes the stressors isn't about our job or those types of things to do with money. Sometimes it could just be we're in a chaotic situation. So this is a period where you're wanting to protect your peace, and protecting your peace can be some of the relationships that we have in our lives. Sometimes people don't bring tranquility around us. They're causing the opposite, and that leads to being stressed out as well. So this could be a time where you're wanting to shift away from those who create chaos in your world in favor of peace and softness. This could be a period of listening to your body and engaging in stress-relieving activities. Taurus rules the body. It rules feeling good in a body and the cool experiences that we get to gain because of that. So this might be a period where you're looking at ways to alleviate that while also treating your five senses in a way that's very fulfilling. Coming back to stressful relationships, is this a point in your life where you'd like to start saying no to things that bring you discomfort, especially things that really rock your ability to be stable? Taurus energy doesn't like to be taken out of its comfort zone, obviously. Sometimes that could be a negative thing. But in the case of being pushed into a decision or pushed into situations that might lead you into something that's not ideal for you, are you wanting to have better boundaries like that and just say no when people try to push you until you're agreeable at a cost to you? And with that, this could be a period where you're letting go of those types of things and also trying to find ways to build stronger connections, more trustworthy connections. You're wanting more dependability in your life and on all levels, and this could be a time where you're wanting more dependable people, you're wanting those you can rely on, and those you can relax around. Speaking of dependability, is this a period where you're wanting to get comfortable when it comes down to your monetary stuff? Sometimes this could be seeking a better way to earn money. Sometimes it could be about recognizing your worth and realizing you deserve more when it comes down to your income. Another way this could look is working on feeling guilty for enjoying material goods. Here's the thing when it comes down to that, a lot of people feel guilty about that part of themselves, which they absolutely shouldn't. Of course, there's a fine line. You definitely don't want that to be your entire focus, but it's crucial to have stability, but also not feel sheepish for splurging on yourself or feel like you're being greedy for splurging on yourself. And so with this might be a time to have a better relationship with money overall. With Taurus energy on all levels, we're looking for dependability. We're looking for consistency, especially concerning all of our resources. So this could really be a period to work on tangible ways to build up your resources in a way that makes it more dependable for you. And the good thing about Taurus energy is it helps us stay the course and it helps us stay persistent on our goals. So if those are things that you're really wanting to incorporate, it should be very easy. And even with those things, is this a time where you're really wanting to work on your self-esteem? Are you wanting to value yourself more? Are you wanting to have more self-worth and just overall higher standards for yourself? This could be a very important goal when it comes down to Taurian energy, to build those parts of you so you're feeling more steady. Having solid self-esteem and higher standards for yourself is one of those things that really does ensure comfort throughout your life. And so chasing these things can really put you on an easier path that ensures that you're living a softer kind of life. Let's look at these transits and see what we can expect from this lunar event. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. So like I was saying before, in terms of transits, I don't feel like this lunar event is as stressful as some of the other ones. Sure, we've got a few things going on, but for the most part, this one is easy peasy compared to the last four that I looked at. Venus is the chart ruler for this lunar event since it is the governing planet of Taurus, and it happens to be in a semi-square with Mars and also a separating square with Pluto. For this reason, we may feel extra revved up when it comes down to relationships and money. This could give us a nudge needed to transform circumstances that are toxic for us and no longer working, especially within our romantic lives and anything to do with monetary gains. And it could really bring to our attention the reasons why we shouldn't stay in a situation, especially the toxic ones relationship-wise, but more specifically, only staying in situations where there's a lot of passion because maybe we're addicted to the high of it all. But it's no longer serving us and not allowing us to protect our peace in any way. However, Venus is in this Taurus stellium that we have going on with the sun and moon, of course, because this is a new moon and we have the sun moon conjunction, but we also have Venus conjunct the sun moon, also Uranus, also Jupiter. Even though Taurian energy is associated with slowness, a vibe like this will actually help us get our footing. This could be a new start in terms of Taurian themes in our lives where we're able to innovate and have a good eye for lucky circumstances, especially anything involving money, relationships, our self-worth, our self-esteem, and truly gaining some dependability in our lives. And that's even with the alignment to Uranus that's going on. Uranus isn't usually associated with consistency in those things and being boxed in any way that, you know, where you don't leave your comfort zone. But in this energy, we have a blend of both that really helps us go after these things in a way that's allowing us to upgrade our circumstances, but practically. On top of that, the sun and moon are making harmonious alignments to Saturn. So this should really help us stay the course on whatever goals that we have for these next 6 months for this lunar event. So yeah, this lunar event, as I said, besides those two alignments, is pretty easy compared and has a lot of fortunate energy. So hopefully everyone's able to capitalize on this because the energy is really nice. Anyway, I hope you all have the best new moon in Taurus ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.